Good morning, this is Zara and Leah with your 9 a.m. Z-Lines. In local news, a blaze damaged the Brisbane home overnight, and while the source is currently under investigation, a witness said an e-scooter battery may have caused this incident. Camp Hill Station Eric Bell acknowledges the possibility of lithium-ion battery causing this destruction. He said the house will have to be demolished, as he described the damage including the building structures and floors. Fortunately, the occupants of the house were evacuated as the fire crew arrives.
Latest figures show that the Gold Coast has reached a new milestone, with the median house price rising above $1 million. According to the latest Domain House Price Report, in 2023, the average house price on the Gold Coast rose by 8.4% and now sits at $1.03 million. Analysts at Domain say this milestone marks a significant change for the city, as this $1 million price tag will attract interstate and international buyers who are willing to pay a premium price for location and lifestyle.
In national news, Medicare will update its card design next month to commemorate their 40th anniversary. The new design, similar to the current one, features a 40-year anniversary logo and will be printed on all cards until the end of the year. Health Minister Mark Butler said, quote, "The celebration acknowledges Medicare is the foundation of our health system," end quote. You can request for a replacement card or update your digital version in a Medicare Express Plus app.
The Australian Automobile Association has released recent figures showing that the second half of 2023 was the deadliest 6 months on Australian roads in the last 13 years, with a total of 677 deaths. Concerningly, the industry claims there is no credible plan to make the roads safer. The National Road Safety Strategy set the target to halve the number of deaths experienced on Australian roads between 2021 and 2030. However, since the strategy began, annual road deaths have risen by 15.4%. The AAA calls for better sharing of data between states and territories, as well as further analysis into the causes of this increasing road toll.
In international news, Ukraine Security Service, shortened as the SBU, claims to discover a mass corruption scheme equal to $40 million in their military's weapon purchase. This news impacts Ukraine's ongoing conflict with Russia and their bid to join the European Union. The SBU claimed five people, including a former defense ministry official, have been indicted.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 15, which is in the extreme band. That's all of your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.